You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! It is a nice Tuesday morning.
It is. No wind?
No wind. Negligible. Negligible winds. I would have a tough time sailing today. I'll be honest with you. Even in my skiff. Skiff?
What is it? Skiff. It's skiff. Pete, right?
What's that? The little one.
What is the boat?
Skiff.
My skiff.
Skiff.
Yeah, I'd have a tough time in my skiff today.
I'd prefer a yacht.
Yeah, you would. Winds are 4 miles.
Yeah, it's slow.
From the northwest.
This says gusting at 8.
Really?
But from the northwest.
Mm. All right. Hey, happy clam chowder day. I love clam chowder.
Oh, man. I make big, great clam chowder. Yep.
Damn. World Spa Day. Never been to a spa.
Yep. What?
Never been to a spa. Todd?
Nope.
Oh, come on. Okay. When you travel?
No.
No.
Thank you, Todd.
1 hour spa. You can go with couples, and yeah, they have that. Get your white robe and can work you over a little bit. Have some tea and
Work you over a little bit. Well, I've been worked over a little bit. Yeah.
That's why I go to the spa.
Some blunt force trauma. Yeah, no, and never had a massage. I've never had a massage. Hey, speaking of which,
wow,
what's up with these NFL players?
That guy, so I always thought he was a great guy. The kicker from Baltimore.
I mean, his reputation has been sterling. He's unbelievable.
Right, he was on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, 7 more came out.
Yeah,
wow.
Here's the thing: in this day and age, you do something,
it's going to come out. You ain't going to hide it. Today's chocolate covered peanut day. Can't beat those. Cornish pasty week. You know what a Cornish pasty is? It's a pasty.
Yeah.
It's a pasty.
With
it's Cornish, pasty like week.
Cornish game hen? Is that what that is?
No, Cornish. No. Cornish, because it's from the Cornish section of England. It's from Cornwall. Those are the people that came over to work in the mines, because that's where the mines had been over in Europe. They came to the United States to work in the mine, and they brought the pasty with them.
So is there a Finnish pasty week?
No.
Or is it just
Cornish
is like the umbrella?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was a really big, in my hometown, there was a section of town called Cornish Town, because that's where all what they called the Cousin Jacks, as the other people would call them, live, because the Cousin Jack flag, and they were all the, Methodists and whatever, and everybody had their own little enclave in those little towns back there. You came over from Europe, you lived amongst your whatevers.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And that's Cornish, that's neat. I didn't know that at a national day, so it's basically pasty week.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
Okay, wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
This is one to savor and what?
I don't know that.
Pay homage.
People really care about.
It kept people alive, Jim.
It did.
It kept people alive.
In the caves.
You're coming over. Your family's coming over from Germany or Poland or Yugoslavia, wherever, Eastern European, right under the Iron Curtain country your family came from. Okay. Now, when they were in steerage coming over, they were starving. You know why?
Because they didn't have Cornish.
They didn't have Cornish pasties. The Cornish people, you know what? Well fed. Doing good. I need to, in fact, you know what their relatives
making
said?
Making some deals on the
boat. Wow, you put on a few.
They're making some deals on the boat.
You put on a few since you left, haven't you? So I'm just saying. Chelsea Handler is 50 years old today. Whatever happened to Chelsea Handler? God, she was popular for a while.
Yeah, she's still doing some stuff, but she doesn't have her show and stuff like that anymore.
I mean, that was a popular show.
Yeah.
Two people that like just faded out of sight, Todd. Chelsea Handler and Kathy Griffin.
Yep.
Didn't they?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just kind of faded away. Had their era and whatever. Sean Austin is 54. He played Rudy in Rudy, I believe, right?
I know that he was in Lord of the Rings, and of course he's...
Patty Duke's son, right?
Patty Duke's son, yeah.
Patty loves the rock and roll. The hot dog makes her lose control. What a wild... but they're cousins, identical cousins in every way. Okay. Patty loves the rock and roll. Her makes
I have
control.
No idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the Patty Duke show?
No.
Oh,
man. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You didn't watch the Patty Duke show?
I didn't.
Everybody watched the Patty Duke show. It was the first time the same person played two people in one show.
Happy Moose live most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sight the girl can see from Brooklyn Heights.
What a
So it was a lot of the
cousin
split screen stuff
and where
the back she's
of
talking.
Somebody's
head.
Boy, that we're not that far apart in age. I don't know.
How did you not watch? Everybody's watching. Okay, anybody over the age of 50? Do you remember the Patty Duke show?
No, that's quick poll.
Quick 50 poll.
They weren't even born.
55.
I bet you that show was on in the early 60s.
Mid. 1967, that was probably the number one show on TV.
Yeah, no, I was...
just telling you. Actually, though, if you want to go back to classic TV, which was the 60s in my opinion, I would say there were two TV shows where the same person played two different people. Well, actually, there was a few of them. Do you remember Bewitched?
Well, yeah, not everybody watched that.
Do you remember her evil cousin?
The other witch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Montgomery. That was her.
Was it? I didn't know that.
Okay, but here's the deal.
Oh, man, don't
what
tell
was,
me
What
now.
Was the character's name? It was Samantha and...
Cousin... Got a text here. Happy pass today, John. I still care much more than National Linen Day. Thank you. Thank you for that.
The name was Serena.
Yeah. So
Serena.
The director... of that show of Bewitched.
Yep. Saul Sachs or something like that.
Was married to Elizabeth Montgomery.
Correct.
On the episodes when the evil twin would make an appearance.
Yeah.
He'd have her go home in that old costume.
Stop it. Yeah. You're making that up.
No, I'm not. How would you make up something like that?
Wow.
Well, she was kind of hot as Serena.
I know.
Well.
Yeah. So anyway. Chelsea Handler's mentioned, Sean Austin, Nancy O'Dell.
She was on Entertainment Tonight, one of the hosts.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that show?
It's still going.
I think it's still on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that.
It's all hip and stuff now, you know?
Yep. Oh, okay. I used to like, remember that when I first started in TV, all those shows were just starting. PM Magazine. And all those kind of shows. Mm-hmm. That was like.
Gossip shows.
Well, yeah, but also like these. Up until then, there'd been like 60 Minutes and Dateline maybe or, you know, these news magazine shows. That was the era where they started making entertainment news shows. Mm-hmm. That's the first time that happened. And that was for somebody in TV at that time. That was a really exciting time.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
You know, you didn't have to be like just a Walter Cronkite, you know, the real conservative Walter Cronkite type of news people anymore.
No.
You know, you can make it fun.
And the cost of that show, there's not a lot. It's just the two hosts. Everything else is kind of getting an interview or gossiping.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's still on, though. Entertainment Tonight is still on.
Big, yeah.
It is. It is. I don't watch it, but I hear it on once in a while. It's like, okay. Guys,
that's been a long time, and that's got to be like 40 years. I mean, that's got to be 1980.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember, well, I can't think of the name of the first lady that hosted it, but I remember that show really well. But it was really exciting. I always wanted to do a PM Magazine. Was there ever a PM Magazine in Green Bay?
Yeah, there was.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought that would be a fun show.
1981, that show started at Entertainment Tonight.
There you go. Like I said, that was right in my area when I was just getting into TV. All these shows were starting, and it was just really, it's like, wow, lots more opportunities now.
Opening for you in TV, Lester Holt. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's only 65.
I was going to say, I thought, well, he's probably 70, 71, 72. 65? It's like, really?
It's a grind, man. I can't imagine, you know?
Well, these days.
And I don't think that there's not a lot of audience garnered for those shows anymore. So, not like they used to be. It used to be, if you had one of those shows, one of the nightly news shows, you were a big dog. And I don't think it's that way anymore.
There were three kings.
Yep.
There are three kings, and then there's a book about this. I think it's called The Three Kings and Barbara or something like that. But then Barbara Walter became an anchor, and that changed everything. Yeah. Everything. A lot of people didn't like her, but you know what? It opened the door.
Yeah.
It opened the door for all these other people. But yeah, even CBS News now, you know, they get rid of Nora O'Donnell,
yep,
who always seemed angry. I saw you just mouth as I was saying angry. You said a different word.
It's another word for that.
Didn't she?
She just. I didn't like. She didn't make me feel good. She always had a little bit of a comeback. You know, she would finish sometimes a story and just make a just. I didn't like her.
There was always that thing, make people want to invite you into their living rooms.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, not her.
She was never one of those people you want to invite into your living room because she'd say, tell me to pick up that dirty glass or something.
Or why are you drinking out of that dirty glass? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lester Holt was
solid.
Welcoming.
Absolutely.
Right? Good guy.
Trustworthy. You know, you felt confidence.
Yeah. Made $10 million
a year. Nowadays, is that a lot? Tony Romo makes $37 million a year for working 16 days a year.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's going to do. He's young. He's in good shape. I can't believe he's just going to hang it up.
He's going to continue working for Dateline NBC. So he's going to still work there. He's just not going to do the nightly news.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Terry here says, Northern Illinois is back in the Horizon League for 2026. That used to be Green Bay's biggest rival. One of the best basketball games. Maybe the greatest atmosphere for a basketball game in Green Bay history. UW Green Bay against Northern Illinois, I want to say March of 1993. Actually, we've got Gary Gresh Sr. coming on today. That'll be a lot of fun. He played for Al McGuire at Marquette. He's got some great stories. It's Gary Gresh's dad, Gary Gresh Jr., who just got his 400th win within the last couple of weeks. So a great basketball
family.
That
game's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. But they've got Gary's done such a great job over there. But Gary Gresh Sr. has got some great stories about that era of basketball. But what I'm saying is Northern Illinois against UW Green Bay, Dick Bennett was the head coach, and the winner would go to the NCAA tournament, and it was the conference finals. And Northern Illinois had a really great team.
Was it here?
Yeah. And I think they set a record. I'm correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody still works for the fire department from 1992 or something. Or who was mayor then? Whoever.
Sam.
Sam Howell. Whoever it was, there was kind of a controversy, I remember, after, because I forget really? What the fire code was.
Wow.
For how many were allowed? And they went way over for that game. It's like people just, it was the hottest ticket in town. And that was the first year that UW Green Bay went to the NCAA tournament then.
Wow.
And the excitement in that Brown County arena was unbelievable. If you could go back in time, I don't know if you followed GB or if you could, you go to the Green Bay games now with 1,200 people?
Tops.
With 8,000 empty seats? Probably. Okay. If you could go back in time to that Brown County Arena on that night against Northern Illinois, you'd say, "Where am I? This isn't the Green Bay basketball that I know."
Yeah,
so different. We get started. A quick break. We got a great lineup for you, folks. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 36 degrees in Green Bay. Feels really nice out there, folks. 34 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Sunny and 43 today. I actually went for my first walk yesterday
We hit 50 yesterday, right? My car said 54.
It was a nice day to walk.
Wow.
It really was. You know what I was thinking, though? I go this way now. That's good radio. I go this way as I'm pointing behind us.
That would
us,
be north.
I go north on the Fox River Trail.
Yeah.
But then it kind of dead ends, kind of peters out after it goes across.
You got to cross.
And then it
Monroe.
Just kind of peters
out. No, you can pick up that. No. You can pick up the trail right across. No, there's a trail right by Strew's Pharmacy.
Yeah, but then behind that, it kind of ends, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to.
That's what I mean. Over there, it kind of ends.
Right. But
it's not like the other one. You go to right.
No, the other one's great.
Okay, so what big building is that? They're right across the river. Is that the one they're tearing down now?
Well, Georgia Pacific?
Yeah. Is it? Not Georgia Pacific.
James River.
Yeah. No, is it? No. Well, okay, as soon as you leave, if we walked out the back door right where we are.
Oh, WPS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Okay, so I'm looking, and I'm thinking to myself, that, Green Bay, over time, has had such amazingly good jobs available in this community.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the size of these factories, I mean, you got to remember, my area, when the mines, I mean, they were huge, but when they shut down or whatever, that was, you know what guys would do? They would come to Green Bay to try to find a job.
Yeah.
This area, manufacturing and everything, the quality of the jobs and wow.
The strength of the diversity of the jobs, too.
You know,
like you were, when the mines go, your community kind of went. And Two Rivers had that a little bit. Remember Hamilton,
yeah.
You know, and Miro?
Miro, especially.
Man, when those two go, it's like here, we got healthcare. If healthcare goes soft, we still got, like you said, manufacturing. We got paper. We got cheese. You know, education's big here. So, yeah, you want to have that. Whoever did that did it right. I mean, I really think I'd like to get a little bit more into this AI stuff. But, yeah, Green Bay's, you can get a job in Green Bay.
You know what the guys that got laid off in the mines used to do? Come to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And look for a job.
Yeah.
Either that or, another thing, and a lot of them came to Wisconsin to do this, became prison guards.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the number one thing. I can name 12 guys probably that I knew that I maybe worked with when I was a summer student, you know, in the mines, that ended up moving to Wisconsin, getting a job here in the prisons, and staying here.
We do have that industry. Yeah, we do. I have a show on Sundays, right, Lean Local, and this Sunday I'm talking about the prison. A lot of talk on that state prison. You know, it was built for, 550 people? They have 1,000 people in there now. It's over 100 years old. Just because something's 100 years old, though, doesn't really mean it's no good. I mean, my house is 100 years old. It doesn't mean it's no good. It's just... But there, I think it's more
of... Northwood is 100 years old.
Right. WBAY is 100 years old.
Tarleton.
So we have some 100-year-old building. I think that industry has changed in that, just the way it's laid out, it's not as safe as it could be. And I think that's a big, big issue.
For prisons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it. I mean, nowadays, they're so state-of-the-art, it's mind-boggling. Yeah.
But those are some small cells in there. And I think people, I think it's true, have gotten bigger. And you get two people in that little room, it's like,
okay, wow. I got to tell you, Marquette State Prison is probably even older, okay? And we used to play softball in there. And one time they gave us just a little tour of an area that's almost more of a museum type thing from the old days. They would have two or three guys, I swear, 8x8.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And in almost like a dungeon setting.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about the medieval days in England or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot different.
No. Alcatraz, right?
Yeah. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there. I've always wanted to go there.
We get this. We had a convention out there, and they took us in a boat, and we ran a 5K right through the prison.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I've heard of that.
That was so much fun. That.
Well, they also have an Ironman.
Oh, over there?
You run Alcatraz, then you swim from Alcatraz to, like, San Francisco or wherever.
Ooh, I don't know. Are there sharks in there?
No. That's a misnomer.
Oh.
That was, let me tell you something. So that.
I wouldn't have done that.
No. That was what the prison people always used to say.
Don't escape.
It's loaded with sharks. The sharks, we're not even going to look for you. The sharks are going to get you. Well, it turns out, a fisherman in that area right there? The fisherman? Joe DiMaggio's dad. Just throwing that out there. Joe DiMaggio's dad. But anyway, I always have a little weird fact to throw it to.
I'll use that.
But these fishermen said, we've never caught a shark. It's like the only shark, some sharks come in, they're like bottom feeders. Or whatever.
Or maybe those little hammerhead things that they're
something.
Not like, yeah.
Yeah. But as far as like, you know, being in some of these areas, oh my God, you had great white sharks and that around Catalina and these other places. They're like, that was like a wife's tale to keep guys from wanting to swim across there.
But what a beautiful view they had.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, you're looking at San Francisco.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It just is unbelievable. It's like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to be there, but.
Hey, okay, we both got kids living in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that about there are now, they estimate like, 5 million rats in New York. There's like more rats than people or something in some of those areas.
True
Did
that.
Did you see that?
Like
nice restaurants type thing. There's video of people like screaming and lifting their feet.
Because
all of a sudden this rat comes running right down the middle of these nice restaurants.
One of my kids live in a really, really nice area. Gated Park. To get into it, you got to.
Yeah.
I got a picture. I'll show it to you during the break. Rat.
Yeah. That's what they're like. Over.
Do you realize what happened here? I mean, but they're rats in the park, and they kind of. I don't know if they're friendly rats, but they're rats.
Oh no! And they're like, there was one had like a Mountain Dew bottle sticking out of its mouth.
Yeah.
It was like, and just running with this big Mountain Dew bottle sticking out of its mouth. And
I
mean, you see people even on the waiting for a subway, lifting their feet and screaming. They're like crazy. But here's what I'm thinking though. Have you heard? Okay, so the bird flu obviously is a terrible thing with chickens.
Oh, eggs?
Or, you know,
oh, my God, yeah.
But they say it's infecting rats. Could that be a solution for the rat problem? I mean, in a weird way, could that? Because the city can't control them. They're doing rat patrols. They're doing everything. And they can't stop the rat population. But I guess they get it on, like, early on.
I know.
Oh,
they
man.
They produce.
Yeah.
Just, man. Oh, God. He goes to this.
Let's go back to September 1972. Michael Jackson, everybody. Ben. Because we all need a friend like Ben.
Like a rat. Don't we? The guy's a rat.
It's a nice rat. Didn't you say a friendly? He's a friendly rat. I guess I had a quick break. My name, we got a thing here. Roger Kent used to announce the fire code for AWA wrestling at the Brown County Arena. Ironically, Ric Flair, 76. I remember interviewing Ric Flair at the Brown County Arena one night. He and Wahoo McDaniels. Quick break, back up.
And Joe DiMaggio.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It was a record-setting warm day yesterday, or at least a record-tying warm day. The temperature in Green Bay hit 53 Monday, tying the record set in 1930. With the warmer weather, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says we need to be ready for some possible flooding.
The frost depth matters when it comes to snow melt and rain arriving, and this season it's considered normal to above normal. This is from the frequent cold snaps that we've had throughout the winter. And frost depths currently range from 15 inches to as deep as 38 inches, which is much more than we observed this time last year. The deeper frost depth, the more runoff and flooding possible, because the frozen ground will not allow water to readily pass through the surface and be absorbed. And this is one of the primary factors why floods happen during this time of year.
Starting next week, Monday, March 3rd, the Interstate 41 southbound off-ramp to State 96 Wisconsin Avenue will be closed at least until summer for construction. The DOT recommends that drivers who wish to access Wisconsin Avenue in Grand Chute take the next exit south at State 125 College Avenue. The work will add auxiliary lanes and will also create bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. All of this is part of the larger project to expand I-41 between Grand Chute and De Pere from 4 to 6 lanes. One person has died following an officer-involved shooting in Fond du Lac County Monday night. Deputies were called to the 6300 block of Cherrywood Drive about someone with a felony warrant who had a handgun. The person did not follow commands to comply, and one deputy fired a non-lethal weapon. The suspect later showed what deputies believed to be a firearm. The second deputy shot the suspect, who later died at a hospital. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into the event. All law enforcement officers were wearing body cams. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Boy, it's a nice forecast, man. It just, yeah. I was watching a thing. Where was it? And the girl said, a morning show. Oh, I know what it was. There's this great couple of morning show young women up in Marquette. And they do the morning show. And I give them credit. They're out cross-country skiing and doing all these things where it's 20 below and everything. But the one girl made a comment the other day. I thought, what? And then I thought, you know, she's right. When it was really a nice morning, she says, you know what? It smells for the first time like spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
cool.
There is a certain smell of spring.
Yeah.
And when you walk out today, you kind of have that. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. I don't think it's going to last, but yes, it is. It's something with the melting or that.
Yeah, what is that smell?
It is. Yep.
You're right there. I went for my walk yesterday, my first walk in a while.
Nice.
And you're right, though, but it's a good thing they got rid of that snow because it was, you know what I saw? You know what? I wanted to just like pull up alongside a guy and give him a salute. Didn't do anything to me. Driving down Mason Street, and there are huge, huge puddles. Yeah. Huge puddles.
And he didn't slow down.
And there was a guy walking on the sidewalk, just minding his old business, and this guy just covered him.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't see. There's 6 inches of water.
Or maybe he recognized him.
You're going 50. There's a nice, seemingly just gentleman walking down the street. Finding his own business.
And you can throw off some water going through there.
Oh, it covered him, I'm telling
you. 30, 40 miles an hour. Yeah.
It's like, why? Yeah, come on.
There's some videos on that. That's like, that's not funny.
And the guy didn't even do anything. I thought.
Who didn't do anything?
The guy who got covered.
Oh, man. He didn't like pick up something and throw it?
Nothing.
Wow. More patient than I am. So we were talking at the break about our health, because we were both, you started your thing yesterday. I start March 1st. You know, that we're going to be very healthy again, but.
Okay, don't do what I've done for most of my life.
I won't eat it.
No, that's not it. No, forget that. Back up. You just said something that is a red flag. I'm telling you this. I'm trying to help you here. I'm your intervention.
Okay, it won't be the first one.
I've done what you're doing. It's like, I'm going to start today. Well, it would be so much easier to document if it was like the first of the month.
That's great.
So let's just wait to the first.
Saturday.
And then it's a fresh start with that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And then on that first of the month, it's going to be, it's not really a Monday. You know what? This would probably work better starting on a Monday instead of a Thursday.
I'm all in. No. Here's why.
I've come up with every excuse in the world to put it off a little bit.
No, I sent a email this morning to my trainer to recommit to a more rigorous schedule.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. I did this morning.
Okay.
I did. So I, no, I, and I'm.
Why is this though? Because you've lost weight.
Because summer's coming. I have a little bit. I'm not where I wanted to
Whoa,
be.
Whoa, no.
Summer's coming.
No, don't give us. I know what it is.
What is it?
What is it?
The cruise?
The love boat. Sailing away.
Too late. I'm not going to make it.
Uh-huh.
No, I know.
That's what it is.
Nah, summer's coming. I like summer.
Bull crap. It's the cruise. This is HM. You know what? This is us. These are our listeners.
We're all
you
friends.
You can sit here and come up with these other things, and we know you.
Yeah. No.
We know you.
Anyway, I guess 16 days.
When we used to do those trips for IXX back in the day, those Mexico trips.
Right.
I used to work out at Snap Fitness. In Alloway, Ledgeview-ish, Alloway this.
Yeah.
And DePier, whatever it was. And be working out, somebody say, Mino, hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm coming on your trip. Oh, okay. Couple of you did. Mino? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were in. Yeah, I'm coming on your trip. You'd be amazed at how many people
were
going on that trip, and we're all working out, trying to lose those extra 10 pounds or something before we all went on that trip.
That can do it. That can make a difference.
That is a great incentive.
It is. It is. It is. So I
remember one time the guy came and asked me to get off the machine. Because it was crowded and there were and you're only supposed to do like half an hour on a treadmill, which doesn't seem like a lot.
Who said that? I don't think.
Well, they have, at least this one had timers. Like at 30 minutes, it would like shut off.
Well, sure. For the next guest. But
yes. But I was out for like an hour and a half.
Well, that's good, man.
And they came and said, hey.
Running? No, you're walking.
You know what I was on? It was that the elliptical where you're kind of climbing and moving?
That's good for you.
The elliptical? You don't see those much anymore, do you?
Mm.
Those were like a really popular thing for a while. Like, weren't they supposed to burn like twice as many calories?
Mm-hmm. And better on your knees.
Yeah.
Then there's still a lot of ellipticals out there. I'll tell you what was a tough thing over at Western is that stair climber.
Yeah, you mentioned. I've never tried that. Actually,
get you going.
Okay.
And you can go faster.
We've both done the heart things. Was that the electrocardiogram?
Yeah, we both did that.
We both had those. Was that what they put you on to kind of get your heart rate up? There's something like that at the hospital. Wasn't there a stair thing to get your heart rate up real fast?
It was just a treadmill, and they just put up the degrees.
Oh, okay.
So to make it tougher and a little faster.
What did you feel like when you were doing that? When you're on that treadmill with those tubes hooked up to you and everything.
Right.
What did you feel like?
$1 million man.
Yeah. Steve Austin. Not even a question.
We have the technology to rebuild him.
You know, I
was just like.
You do get a little energy, though.
You do. Well, the doctors are standing around.
Right. And you got your shorts on and shoes, and it's like, you know. And yeah, but I got a ways to go on that. But I can do it. I just, yeah.
So did you have to do it? Are you shirtless?
Yeah.
Hooked up?
Because you got these patches all with these wires hooked right into.
I bet you there's
a bunch.
16, 20 patches on
there. I mean, you are hooked up.
And there's wires.
You are wired for sound.
There's wires everywhere. It's like, do you really need that much?
Yeah.
But I was surprised how many wires there are on your chest.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
So
yeah, it really is.
Were you self-conscious at all?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
well, you're there jogging, you know, in just a little pair of shorts with seven people watching you.
Five that don't do anything until you drop over. Yeah, but yeah, they got to keep an eye on you.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's good about that, and I think, you know, like we said, we talked about colonoscopies. Nobody likes it. That stress test, I don't think anybody looks forward to it, but those are like 10-year tests. I mean, you don't have to do that every year, like other stuff. That's, so I don't know, it's done. I'm good. So hey, I am.
Can you say one thing, though, with the colonoscopy thing?
Yeah, no, great.
Did you weigh yourself before and after?
I can find better ways to
everybody lose weight. Really? Yeah, absolutely.
I can find better ways.
Just because it feels good to see a lesser number on
true.
The scale.
That is true. I'll give you that.
So do you mean before prepping and all that? Or
Yeah,
of course.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Kind of short term. But blood pressure is something that we're talking about at the break that yours.
I almost went to urgent care yesterday.
Johnny went to CVS.
Yeah.
Well, no. When you go to those and they got the machine in the store, you know, and you're waiting, okay, there's two negatives with that. One is it's not a nurse doing it, you know, so it's a machine. And I don't know how accurate those things are. The other thing is the reason you're doing it is because you're waiting for something, which in and of itself raises my blood pressure. And you're waiting or there's nobody there, it's closed for lunch or so you get in there and you get in that. So I was in that machine and it was like, I couldn't believe how high it was. So I went to urgent care. I did. And I went to the doctor and he took it and it was like, 20 points lower. He said, why are you here? I said, well, my blood pressure is so high. You know, I don't have a stroke. And he's like, your blood pressure is not high. And he said, why it makes you think? I said, I was at one of these machines in one of these stores. He goes, no, that's not a good idea. So I don't know. Maybe they're accurate, but I think you're better off. You have a home kit anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are better.
I did it this morning and it was fine.
Yeah.
But yesterday it was just ridiculously high.
But
like,
the other thing
is, the bottom number was over 100.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, about blood pressure is, like, you know what I mean? Even where I live, every light I hit, I think my car has something in it that turns the lights red, the stop-and-go lights red. And there's nobody that comes through, especially the light on Monroe and, what's that cross?
Adams.
Where the library is. That light is, I don't know, that's got to be, it feels like a 90-second light.
I agree.
It's probably 60. Never a car comes through. And then it's like six lights to get to work here, and they're all red, and there's no, what bothers me is there's no cross traffic. If there was, I'd be like, hey, it's safe, but it's just a waste of my life that sitting in front of the
Can't they synchronize those?
They can.
Okay.
I think it's like $7,000.
To synchronize?
Yeah.
Jim will pay it.
Which is not, not a lot. No. I don't want to pay it out of my own money. I'm just saying that is a good use of taxpayer money because it's safer, reduces the stress of the community, and it just, traffic flow is better. We have 100 signalized intersections in Green Bay, and they need to be synchronized, and they're not right now.
Yeah,
and it's very, very frustrating.
Actually, I'll tell you one that you sit forever, and it's probably one you take today, right out here. Okay, right over here.
That's 90.
You know what I mean?
That's going to be 90 seconds.
Right next to Black and Tan.
Yeah.
And Walnut Street. You can sit there for, it seems like, 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, that's what I know it's not, but it's like because there's nobody coming, especially early in the morning like this.
Oh, that's
you
what
can
bugs
sit
me.
There forever. There's not a person in downtown Green Bay.
I know, and
but you're going to sit for 2 minutes.
They could flash them yellow.
Yeah. What if they do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have any connections still?
Not anymore.
None? You know what you got to be? You got to be those kind of people that used to come into your office. hey, Jim, you got a minute?
Don't you think he probably already is?
I got to talk to you about something here.
I would like to be Mr. Doge, but they'll never do that here.
Oh, God. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
Come in
Lordy.
And say, you know what we're going to do?
Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Okay.
Back it up there, Jim. Back it up right, there, Jim.
Right. Beep. I got a thing here. You got to be careful about blood pressure readings. One appointment I was at, I was 167 over 88. 1 hour later, at a different one, 117 over 68. Yeah, they don't seem
that's
real.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I wonder if, though, again, if it was the environment or if it was the equipment. You know what I mean? Because I think blood pressure, you know, feet flat. And you're a little more nervous when you're in the doctor's office than you are sitting in your living room.
Right.
And, you know, if you have hit every red light and no cars come through on the way to the doctor's office and you're frustrated and you're late to work or I just think that's quite a swing, though, that this guy or lady just sent in.
If typically if you go in and the nurse takes your blood pressure and it's high, they make you wait a little while.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They'll take that's it true. Again. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't have any of the other blood pressure. I mean, I don't smoke. I don't do, you know.
Well, and you did that calcium thing, so you don't have any plaque, which
got
is good.
A little bit. It shows up a little bit, but at my age, I think everybody's got to have a little bit, don't they? What? What? No.
You didn't tell me. Last time you told me you didn't have any, so.
Well, you know, okay. You know what? So I got that done years ago, and my doctor still, it's fine. It was that lady from the life insurance company, the same one that said I had a 1 in 5 chance of dying within 5 years.
20%.
And then also, did I get plaque?
What does she know? What does he know?
I don't know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Todd, of course, we're always trying to find most whatever.
What is this?
Billy Joel, Pressure.
Oh, that's okay.
1982. Right. Billy Joel.
You are on top of it. I'll give you that.
How much money did Billy Joel, how many hits has Billy Joel had in his unbelievable career?
Yeah.
Isn't that mind-boggling?
Mm-hmm. And he's still performing. He's got a great concert. You know, did you see him when he was here?
33 top 40 hits.
33. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you got one-hit wonders that have lived off their song.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh, that guy's...
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Only 3 number ones, though. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Really?
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to try to guess. For a major prize package, I'm going to guess.
All right.
Give me 4 guesses to get 3.
All right.
Okay, a couple of these are easy.
Uptown Girl.
I don't... Was that one of them?
Allentown. Mm. Well, we're living here in Allentown. Yeah. We didn't start the fire.
Okay.
So that's 1 of 3.
Well, you got 2 wrong, so you're out.
No, I'm not yet.
Keep going.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Get the top 3. Okay, so we didn't start the fire, all right?
Oh my God, his biggest song that everybody sings at the end of bar time.
Yeah.
Where's the song in the piano man? That one?
Piano yeah.
Man? Piano Man?
Piano Man.
Really?
Shut up.
I would have guessed that one right away. Man, they had that whole thing singing Lambo. Everybody was singing that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's like his anthem.
That's, wow. I would have,
what
that's
other
the first one I would have guessed.
Billy Joel have that are number
from
one?
From 1980.
Hang on. Everybody's talking about the clothes I'm wearing, right?
Still rock and roll to
Still
me.
Still rock and roll to me.
And the other one is from 1983.
Oh, so he's a little bit on a roll there.
See, he's from an Italian restaurant?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tell her about it.
Okay. You know, all those were like big music video songs for him, too.
Absolutely.
And that's why I was thinking about Uptown Girl, because Christy Brinkley was in that with him.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Me and my buddy always had a saying when you get these guys that are kind of like very average looking and they're with supermodels. Yeah. Our saying is, okay, him as not that there's aluminum siding salesman anymore, but that's what I'll say. Him as an aluminum siding salesman. With her. Yes or no?
No.
No.
What I liked about his music is he had fun stuff, right? But he had some angry stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I loved Billy Joel.
Yeah.
I still listen to Billy Joel. Okay. No, I didn't. I went to a wedding reception that night. And it's funny. It was at the Midway. And so we could hear the concert as we're going into the wedding reception.
That was a nice night.
That poor guy is really great friend. He goes, how was I to know Billy Joel's going to have a concert the same night? Yeah, I would love to have seen him. Boy, Christy Brinkley in her day, though, huh? Christy Brinkley, okay, hottest women in movie history. Even in just a short little thing, Christy Brinkley in Family Vacation. Todd, yes or no?
Was she in Family Vacation?
She was in the red Corvette.
Was that her?
That was her.
Wow.
Didn't have a speaking role.
Right, just drove past. Yeah.
And then they're at the swimming pool thing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Hey, have you ever watched a show and you say to yourself, okay, I know I'm a grown adult, but this is like, I'm going to turn this off. It's kind of disgusting. And you're shocked because it's a show you like. And it's like, this is.
I should shut them off because they're so stupid.
Well, okay. 1923 is the name of the show. And it's a prequel to Yellowstone. They did this whole series where it started in 1883, then 1923, and then, okay, Yellowstone. Their episode, their first of the season the other night, was horrifically graphic and disturbing to the point I shut it off.
Because how they were treating the...
Not only... there was a thing last year with a Native American girl. It was horrific.
Yeah, well, we didn't
hear
very well.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out. This is terrible. There were like two rape scenes in the thing.
Yeah.
To the point I turned it off.
Yeah, I would too.
And this is one of my... I've been waiting 2 years for this show.
No, you don't need
it. And I had to turn it off. And there's a big thing on some of these chat rooms. It's like, that was just... What's up with this guy? That was gratuitous. That had nothing to do with the plot. What's he trying to do here with the writer of this thing? Disturbingly disgusting.
Yeah,
somebody text me. Did anybody else see 1923 and shut it off? I did.
Wow. Yeah, I agree. Even Miss Saigon, just some of these things. Like, really, do we have to?
Right.
Yeah, you can maybe reference it, but don't.
Why
don't
have to? Exactly.
Out. Yeah.
I don't get that.
Neither. No, I would agree. I didn't watch that. I know you like that.
Well, and the thing is, why do you have to have sex in movies? Or not movies. You pay your right. You go to a movie, whatever. Okay? But why do you have to have it in TV shows?
Yeah.
You know, you might want to watch this great Western with your kids or something.
Yeah.
And then they got that?
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. So I'm boycotting 1923.
I agree.
Anybody wants to join me? Join me. But did anybody else see that? And was you as disgusted by it as I was? It was terrible. What? What?
I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Is it comforting to hear that from you? Or it doesn't seem like that's something that you would be talking about on the radio for 6-7 minutes. I think that's great. I think you're right. I do. I think you're right. I think, we're not going to get back to Leave It to Beaver, but we could have better TV that doesn't need that. It doesn't need that. You would have watched it without that.
No question.
So,
and it even says,
and there's a lot of shows we'd watch without that stuff.
In these, I don't know if they're chat, wherever, but if people like, what? It had
that's
nothing
awesome.
To do.
Yeah.
There's no reason
good.
For the plot line of the Dutton family, their whole lineage. That had nothing to do with
yeah.
it. It's like just in there to have it in there.
Right.
Oh,
good.
Gross.
All right.
Well, I'm glad I could comfort you this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. God, the hell was that?
He was out in the lobby. He didn't hear that.
You comfort me by feeling that way.
I heard that.
Hey. Glad anyway, I could comfort you.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Things I never thought I'd hear Jim say for 20.
Here we go.
All right. We got to set a quick
Zane.
Break. We got a great lineup, including, yes, we got Zane Stats coming on, Gary Gresh Sr. We got the Kids Expo talking to Fox.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.